Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? My voice is a little louder than yours. If we can take a seat, we're going to get the show started. I know y'all have a very busy day. We want to get you out of here within the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours. So, if you could, if you give your attention to our MC for the day, Miss Chloe.
Hello, my name is Chloe. I'm a proud Boys and Girls Club member, and I will be your MC today. Thank you for everyone who is here. We hope everyone has a good time. With that being said, we will now hear from Jaden Allen, who will be giving prayer for the meal.
Let's pray, everybody bow their head. Lord, thank you for putting everybody safe in the Boys and Girls Club. Please bless everybody who's participating in this program, please. Everybody who eating food, please. There's no poison, they can eat it. In the Lord Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
My name is Chloe Papu. I am 16 years old, and I am a junior at Trigg County High School. I'm a proud Wildcat cheerleader and the member of the Arrowcats archery team. I was born in Lexington and moved to Katy's when I was 10. At first, I didn't fit in, but things got better as I got older. Then COVID hit when I was in 7th grade. COVID made me feel alone because I couldn't see any of my friends. It also made school hard for me because I am a hands-on learner. My mom signed me up for Boys and Girls Club the summer of my 7th grade year. My mom wanted me to meet new people and get out of my comfort zone. The same feelings I had when I moved to Katy's came back because I didn't know anyone here. I quickly made new friends and I learned skills like 3D printing and using the Cricut. I love that we have went flying for the past 2 years because we get to see the community in a different way. Miss Ansley and Miss Denise have really helped me as I've been here. Miss Ansley was someone I could always talk to. Miss Denise always made me laugh and opened my eyes to different things. I will graduate high school in 2025, and I plan to attend Western Kentucky University and study nursing. I plan to be a travel neonatal intensive care nurse. Thank you. And now we will hear from our board chair, Ms. Tara.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tara Blecker. I'm the board chair, and for my day job, I am the area manager at U.S. Bank based out of Hopkinsville. For many of you, this is certainly not the first time that you've been at the Boys and Girls Club or heard the amazing things that are happening here, but maybe you're like me 6 years ago today, where I walked into the club for the first time and started to really hear about all the amazing things that are happening at the club, some of the situations, and how the club is making a positive impact. At that moment, I passed my card over and I said, to Dan Kemp, I said, please let me know how I can get involved. And over the last 6 years, the more I've gotten involved in the club and seen all the amazing things that are happening, the more I have really, truly come to be inspired and appreciate all the things that are happening here. Sometimes I think it's easy to take for granted the role models that you have had, the opportunities that you may have been given along the way, and the people in place in your life that have guided you through difficult times. My life has certainly not been perfect, but if we can all take an honest assessment of ourselves, kids and adults alike, I'm sure we'd all raise our hands saying that we have a struggle, an obstacle, or something that we're dealing with or have dealt with, or maybe we currently are, that have had people along the way have helped us to deal with that. And unfortunately, it's part of our life, but I think it's what makes us stronger. While many kids at the club do have a support system at home, for some kids at the club, that support system is here. They have people in their lives that are there to believe in them, to guide them, to tell them that they can do this, and provide the opportunities to grow and allow them to dream. Well, I had someone in my life growing up, I grew up with my father, that gave me a healthy meal at home and told me that they loved me and provided me with education on financial literacy that is my passion that I try to pass on today. I didn't have a recording studio or a 3D printing machine or an esports league or someone to teach me how to operate a business, and certainly not to fly a plane. These kids have all of that here, along with structured programming that has proven to decrease participation in risky behavior, to increase volunteerism, to increase kids that are ready for college-level courses, and not only go to college, but are expected to complete college. That's wonderful. 9 of that would be possible without people in this room like you, and people that, so many people that have come together to make that happen. I do want to recognize a few individuals and groups of people. And first is the staff. So if you guys wave your hands to them. Thank you. You guys are in the club day in and day out and providing that guidance and direction that these kids need, and empowered by you guys. Certainly led by their fearless leader, Terrence Davis. I always tell him he's doing a great job, but he's always so quick to turn around and tell everybody else, and he's so humble. But really, without your visionary leadership, we would not be where we are today. So, amazing, Terrence. He told me not to say that, or not to recognize him, but we can't go without recognizing Terrence. Also, the board members. If you're a board member, if you can please stand. This is a passionate group of people that have dedicated their time, talent, and treasure to following this mission and to making sure that we're obviously leading it in the right way and empowering the resources to make that happen. So thank you all. I do want to recognize just a few specific board members and congratulate them. Ruth Lynch and Bill Monday, if you guys are in the room. Okay. Ruth Lynch and Bill Monday, significant contributions over the years and were recently honored in the Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame. So thank you both. Two people that are not here today but we can't go without recognizing is Angie Goode. She is a long-term board member that her family has taken her to Florida, which we feel really bad for her, but I know that she is interested in getting involved in the Boys and Girls Club in that area, and she has made a significant impact here. So although she's already in Florida, hopefully she's watching the live recording, and Angie, really means a lot, the contributions that you've made. I'll see Holly Bivin. She wasn't able to be here as well, but she's our past chair, and she has led us through several years of lots of improvements, and certainly couldn't have done it without her leadership. And last, our partnerships, any elected officials that are in the room? Yeah? Okay, great. I was like, I saw you guys. Your partnership and support, we also could not have done it without all of you and your support, so thank you very much. And to all of you in the room, one quote that I wrote down, anything worth doing you cannot do alone, and we certainly are not. So thank you for your donations of time, talent, and or treasure. And club kids that are with us here today, I want you to look around the room. You guys see the staff every day, but look around about how many people are here to support you, believe in you, or empowering your future. Truly, thank you very much. Back to Chloe.
And now we will now hear from one of our youngest club members, Harley Chisholm.
My name is Harley Chisholm, and I'm 6 years old. I graduate 2035, and when I grow up, I want to be a semi driver. I like to be here because I like to play with my friends.
Next, we'll hear from our executive director, Terrence Mathis.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing today? We've been doing this. I actually done the math this morning. We've been doing this for 11 years. This is the biggest crowd that we've had. So we greatly appreciate everybody coming out. Hope you're having a good time and you get something out of the day. Can we give another round of applause to our staff? Absolutely. I completely understand that, you know, when I come to your office and ask you for things, that, you know, I'm the face of the franchise here, but there is no franchise without everybody that's wearing these, what do you call this color? Blackberry Boys and Girls Club shirts. So we greatly appreciate y'all. I greatly appreciate every single one of them. Miss Amanda has pulled more teeth in this building than anybody else in this building. Mr. Ronnie gets here at 4:30 every single morning to make sure that the building is ready for the day. Miss Ainsley provides additional food, clothes, and other supplies to our kids. Mr. D keeps us in stitches. Miss Amber, Miss Gina, they answer the phones. Mr. Mario, there's somebody back here, guys, making sure that all this works right. Mr. Mario, they are a great, great team, and I greatly appreciate every single one of them. We had one senior graduate high school this year. Logan, where you at, son? Stand up, son. So, Logan graduated from Christian County High School, and he will begin his commitment with the U.S. Army on July 31st, which that's also your birthday, correct? The careers that our alumni hold range from therapists to teachers to nurse practitioners, and we are now proud to add soldier to that list. And if you talk to any one of our alumni, they will tell you how important the Boys and Girls Club is in their life. Partnerships are crucial to the success of the Boys and Girls Club. This year, we partnered with AT&T to create a new statewide esports gaming league. We partnered with Ascend Elements and Hopkinsville Community College to give our teens a two-day college experience. We partnered with Planners Bank to teach financial literacy to our teens. We partnered with Christian County Public Schools to provide tutoring and a summer academic program. We also partnered with 30 people throughout the community for our mentoring program. If you were a mentor this past school year for Boys and Girls Club, can you stand up, please? Are any of you here? I think I saw Travis somewhere. Every single child needs a mentor. Every single child needs a mentor. This mentoring program, which one of our board members, Matt Hooray, I'm not gonna let you stand, you can just wave your hand this way. Matt is our program committee chair. He is steering this amazing mentor program. And this program gives our club members another positive role model in their life. After one of the mentor sessions, one of our kids told me that she felt a lot better about herself just by talking with her mentor. All these partnerships and the new ones we are currently working on that you'll hear about at a later time give our kids new experiences while opening their eyes for what the future could be. This year, each club in the state received a one-time grant of $1 million from the state for capital improvements. We are using our $1 million to transform this organization. We're purchasing new vans. You saw a couple of them out front. We're going to renovate the gym floor. When I used to come over here and play ball when I was a kid, it's the same pumpkin color floor that's been here. We're going to change that. Most importantly, we're going to expand our teen center. Serving teens is an integral part of our mission. The club experience we provide our teens will help them grow into adults and make decisions that impact their future. We want every young person to feel the Boys and Girls Club is a place where they belong, feel safe, interacting with their peers and trusted adults while accessing programs that inspire and prepare them for a great future and post-high school graduation. The Fab Lab, which That 3D print that's on everybody's table is a model of what we're doing. There's also a flyer at your table that explains what's going on in that room and gives you a little bit more information about that 3D printed piece. The Fab Lab will allow us to add technology, such as a CNC machine. We'll use a CNC machine, the new t-shirt shop, and the expanded 3D printing area to teach kids how to run a business. Kids will also learn how to market themselves in our content creation studio. Teens will be able to create songs in our recording studio, take pictures of their creations in our photography studio, and make videos and podcasts in our podcast studio. The expansion of the Teen Center also allows us to rethink our existing teen areas. Our current game room will be transformed into a teen coffee shop. We'll be able to teach programs centered around financial literacy and career development. Our existing teen STEAM lab will be transformed into the esports arena, home to the Hopkinsville Hive. I don't know if you've ever heard of those folks, but they're good people, they're champions. That's our esports team in our statewide Boys and Girls Club esports league. Our esports arena will feature gaming consoles, high-end gaming PCs, and a VR studio. Esports is huge right now. More people watch other people playing video games than all four major sports combined in America. If you think your grandkids or kids are wasting their time playing video games, they might be taking care of you, you know, by playing video games. So let them go ahead and play Fortnite every once in a while. There are also a lot of careers in game development, such as animation and 3D modeling. We have two state champions in the room right now. So we just completed the first season of our esports league, and Logan, who is going to the military, is our state Smash Brothers champion, and Vashon, where you at, son, is our state Mario Kart champion. And they are, they have, their championship belts are in the lobby in the case. The new Teen Center will allow us to serve more teens, which means less kids in trouble. It means increased scores academically. More importantly, the new Teen Center means more kids will have an opportunity to have a great future. The Boys and Girls Club is vitally important to the community. Mayor, Judge, very, very, very important to this community. We provide kids with a safe place to be, a sense of purpose, and people who will do whatever it takes for them to have a great future. Those great futures would not be possible without the support of everybody in this room. Thank you, I greatly appreciate it. The National Youth of the Year is the highest honor a Boys and Girls Club kid can achieve. Kids compete at the local, state, and regional level. We've had two state champions in the last 13 years. Lauren Johnson won State Youth of the Year in 2010. Quay Ward, who is not with us today, he won in 2021. If they win the State Youth of the Year, they compete in Chicago at the regional level. If they win in Chicago, they're going to compete against four other kids for the National Youth of the Year. Beside that honor, the winner will meet the president in the Oval Office, and in addition, he or she will win $100,000 in scholarship money and a brand new car from Toyota. Today, you're going to hear from a few kids that we think has potential to win the whole thing. First up is Ms. Peyton Nielsen.
That is how many times I've moved since I was born. Hello, my name is Peyton Nielsen, and I am 15 years old. I will be going into 10th grade at Crozier County High School this year. Growing up, both my parents were drug addicts, and my dad was physically abusive. When I was two, I went to live with my Aunt Amanda on a temporary six-month basis. When I had to go back to my parents, they had split up and my mom was gone. I haven't seen my mom since I was three. I was forced to live with my dad, and I never really had a stable home. My dad and I moved three times during my kindergarten year. In December of 2013, I came to Kentucky to spend Christmas with my Aunt Amanda and my grandmother. I thought I was gonna stay, but in January, my grandfather picked me up to take me back to my dad. My dad and I were without a home, so we went to live with my grandfather and my great aunt. In the summer of 2014, I came back to Kentucky once again with my aunt Amanda and my grandmother. That is when I started going to Boys and Girls Club. Sadly, by the end of the summer, my dad moved me back to Illinois. When I was supposed to start first grade, there was no bus stopping in front of my house to pick me up. My dad hadn't even enrolled me. Shortly afterwards, my dad took me back to Kentucky to live with my aunt Amanda and my grandmother. That day in August was the last day I ever saw my dad. I was 6 years old, no mom, no dad. My aunt and my grandmother enrolled me in first grade, and I began attending the Boys and Girls Club. In December of 2014, my grandmother was given custody of me. We moved to Missouri in 2016 and Illinois in 2018. Through that time, I spent every summer here with my aunt Amanda, and I went to the Boys and Girls Club every day. After my grandmother became ill, my aunt Amanda was awarded custody of me. Last year, she became my official guardian. I finally had a stable home. The Boys and Girls Club is very important to me. The Boys and Girls Club provides you with stability. The Boys and Girls Club means support and friendship. The Boys and Girls Club teaches me responsibility. The Boys and Girls Club is my family. The Boys and Girls Club is where I feel at home. I'll graduate high school in 2026. I plan to go to college and become a vet tech or a paramedic after graduation. Thank you.
Now we will hear from Kylan Moe.
My name is Kylan Moe. I'm 7 years old. When I grow up, I want to be just like a teacher as my mom. When I graduate 2034. When I grow up, I want to be a teacher just like my mom. I like the Boys and Girls Club because I like painting and doing art.
Coming to the stage next is our board vice chair, Cody Malsinger.
Hey, let's give it up for Chloe. And all the fantastic club members who've been a part of this today. Usually for something like this, I prepare kind of a speech, have some remarks, but I know from years past, always coming here, that is so inspiring. I just wanted to see kind of where my words would kind of go today. And for those of you who do not know me, my name is Cody Nossinger. I'm the controller of Hawkinsville Electric System, and I am a proud board member of the Boys and Girls Club to have a small, very small part in the successes of what this club does day in and day out is a true honor. And I think everybody should be very proud that we have this organization in our community. The Boys and Girls Club of America mission is to enable all young people, especially those that need us most, to reach their full potential as caring, productive, and responsible citizens. And that work is happening daily right here in Christian County in Hopkinsville. I think whenever our club is ranked about quality club experience across the nation, it stands at the top, not only a part of this region, but a part appears within the whole Boys and Girls Club of America. And that would not be possible without the support, continued support, of every single individual in this room. So everybody, please give yourself a round of applause. Whether you are a donor to our annual campaign, a volunteer in our mentorship program, a business who creates a quality experience excursion for our club members, If you're an elected official, in times when budgets are hard and tight, still finding a way to support this organization, we are very appreciative of your continued partnerships. This club is truly a gem in Christian County. A diamond, if you will. And to hold a diamond in your hands, at some point, that has to be mined, right? There are people who have to put in the hard work, day in and day out, a theme here, to make this successful. And if we're all friends here and we're talking, I'll tell you a little secret. Terrence Davis is an absolute rock star. He is a superhero, and I want to hear a very loud round of applause for him. Terrence and all of the staff here have made it their life's work to serve these club members. And the successes that this club sees is a testament of what they do daily. And it's absolutely beautiful to watch in motion. As Terrence talked about, it's not only just a great club now, but we're not done yet. That's another secret, right? There's more great things that are going to be happening. If you see the 3D printed diagrams on the room of the on the tables of the Fab Lab that's coming around, this board, this club, and these club members, they are dreaming big, and they want to do big, great things and continue on that path forward. And to do so, to see big dreams come to fruition, you've got to have a big army, right? And what I'm asking today is that you will come along with us and you will be a part of our army to see those dreams come true, to somehow find a way to get plugged in and to help in the way that best suits you. That may be financially. If you have not had an opportunity to give to our annual campaign, or maybe today inspires you like it does me and you would like to give more, on our table in these baskets, we have some Kid Stock investing cards that you may fill out a donation and leave in there. It's $280 for one Kid Stock share, and we hope if that's something you would like to do that that would move you. If you would rather give your time to help a student to be a mentor in their life, to get connected in other ways, on the table we also have Plug Connect cards. So please take a look at those, fill out your information, leave those in the basket as well. Matt did a fantastic job this year starting our new mentorship program, and it had a great successes. I know at HES, Leslie Kanzler, Leslie Washington, two of my peers there, they started the program and could not quit talking about how great it was. I encourage you and urge you to please take part in that. It not only will change a club member's life, it will change yours. So in closing, before we move on to probably the best part of the day, our performance, I know you guys have been waiting patiently for that, listening to me speak. I want to invite you again to join our army, to help in any way that you may do, and please just continue to support this club, and we're very thankful for everything you've done and for you coming today. Thank you.
And now a performance by three of our club members, McKenna Allen, Amani Bina, and Cadence Cuban.
People are
I wanna see, wanna see. I'm dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flip it if you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down those.
What's that word again?
Oh, streets. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you on land they understand, bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Right, young women, swimming, ready to stay. Ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What is a fire and why is it? What's the word?
My name is Navon Williams, I'm 15, and I will be a sophomore at Hopkinsville High School. I was born in Louisville and moved to Hopkinsville when I was 2 months old with my brothers to live with my new adopted mother. Unfortunately, she passed away when I was 12 years old. I stayed with my grandmother until I met Vice and Beverly Killigrew on February 9th, 2021. I remember vividly the meal I had that night, homemade cheeseburgers and fries. February 9th, 2021 was the best day of my life. That is the night I met my new mom and dad. Could everybody please give them a round of applause? I didn't know the Boys and Girls Club existed until my mom and dad signed me up for the summer of 2021 because my dad needed a safe place for me to go during that summer. I walked in the door of the club and saw my cousin Antonio. Then I walked into the teen center and I saw all the Xboxes and I thought this place might be cool. The Boys and Girls Club have given me lots of opportunities that I would have never had. The college shows we go on every summer has opened up my eyes to the idea of going to college. Ms. Denise, Coach D, and Mr. Terrence have taught me a lot. Mr. Terrence taught me to be humble. Ms. Denise taught me discipline, and Coach G always putting a smile on my face because he's always cracking jokes. With everything I went through in my life, the Boys and Girls Club has allowed me to just have fun and be a kid. The Boys and Girls Club is definitely my second home. I will graduate high school in 2026. I plan to attend Western Kentucky University. I plan to start my own business, landscaping business after college. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank
Hey, I need all the kids. Y'all don't know you were going to do this. Surprise. Hey, I need all the kids. Can you come to me? Come here. Just come on. Don't let them think that they're shy, by the way. They're not.
I am.
Yeah, Logan, get up here.
You had a whole speech. That's really
nice. If you're tall, you're in the back. If you're short, you're in the front.
What if you're medium?
Right, what if you're medium?
So, if you're medium?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all of these kids are part of the 95 that were here over the last summer. Hopefully we want to serve about 120 kids this upcoming school year. Everybody in this room, if you mentor, support this program, you're doing it for them. Please give them a round of applause. And with that, Chloe, take us home.
On behalf of the board, staff, and most importantly, the kids that attend the Boys and Girls Club, I would like to say thank you. Your support means the world to us, and we just really, really love each and every one of you. Thank you.